Alex Arnold doesn't usually try to make his pager go off. It does it all by itself a couple of times a day.
I can see if the signal goes. We'll make it go beep, beep, beep. And you push it, and it gives you all the information that you need right there.
So that's the sound of trouble.
Yep, that's the sound of trouble. That it is.
It's the sound that rouses him out of bed and makes him leave parties early, and takes him to scenes like this one. This is not a real accident, but it looks a lot like one. Volunteer firefighters in Ponderay County, Washington, along the border with Idaho, are practicing using the jaws of life to extricate fake victims from an old Ford Thunderbird. In rural areas, Arnold says volunteer fire departments have to be as well-trained at saving lives as the career guys.
When you call 911, what are you expecting? Just a big red truck with people on it. Somebody professional is going to show up. And that's the thing here. Even though we're volunteers, we are professional firefighters.
So if you guys weren't here, who would respond to those calls?
Nobody.
And nobody is what rural fire departments are trying to avoid. In Ponderay County, like in most of the Northwest, there is no paid firefighting force. Phil Stittleberg of the National Fire Protection Association estimates that nationwide, 70% of firefighters are volunteers.
And that has been our history, is, you know, if you call, we come out and try to take care of whatever it is that is causing your bad day. Well, we may be approaching a point where the fire service has to say, I'm sorry, but we don't do that.
For one thing, Stittleberg says, states have more training requirements. It's no longer enough to don equipment and rush into a burning building. Firefighters must now log hours on things like EMT classes, hazmat training, and even counterterrorism. And time, Stittleberg points out, is one thing Americans do not have enough of.
The American worker spends more time on their job now than they probably ever have done.
The number of volunteer firefighters has actually dropped in the last two decades, and rural areas of the Northwest are among the hardest hit because they depend so heavily on unpaid forces.
In Washington State, there's a growing concern that affects
Washington,
our rural
Oregon, and Idaho have been running a series of recruiting ads.
Volunteer fire departments have a critical need for new volunteers.
Some fire officials attribute the difficulties in attracting young recruits to a faltering sense of community. But there may be another more quantifiable phenomenon at work.
My name is Lena Atuk, and I am a social demographer at Oregon State University.
Atuk says, in general, the population of the United States is aging.
But what's interesting is that in rural areas, that increase in age is actually at a larger rate than in urban areas. So rural areas are just aging faster.
That means there are fewer of the sort of strapping young types that join fire departments.
The youngest guy in my station here is probably 42.
This is Dennis Weaver, a 73-year-old volunteer firefighter in Ola, Idaho. In 2007, he lost a good friend to one of the leading causes of death for volunteer firefighters, heart attack.
All firefighters worry about the dangers of the job. You try to be careful and you try to watch the person next to you and make sure that he's okay and everything, you know. But in our area, we haven't got much choice because we don't have many young people.
Even as the median age of volunteer firefighters rises, some departments in the Northwest are starting to turn things around. They're using incentives, like allowing students to live at the fire station so they can save on rent. They can also get a tuition credit in exchange for volunteering. Some fire departments offer deals through the local electricity company that give volunteers discounts on their utility bills. And then there are people like Missy Adrian. She didn't need any of that to get her into the firehouse. Adrian is a 19-year-old volunteer firefighter and EMT from Elk, Washington.
Oh, just saving someone's life. I mean, once you've done that, it's definitely worthwhile. There's no question about it. You're really making a difference.
It turns out the new generation of volunteer firefighters may be in it for pretty much the same reasons as the old generation. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.